Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Director General, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to attend the 42nd session of our conference and having a chance to deliver a statement on this important theme when the world is tackling the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Along with highlighting the importance of sustainable agriculture, the pandemic also laid the foundation of new international relations for achieving the common goals. Agri-food systems cover all food and non-food means and measures, which constitutes the better livelihood and welfare of people. Unfortunately, today, due to globalization stresses, the system triggered to several threats. Unless we take immediate action, we risk global food emergency that could have long-term impacts, and transformation is the best way out at all the means. By enthusiastic responding to all global challenges, Azerbaijan today is effectively collaborating with FAO, and we attach great importance to diverse this cooperation. The strategies and COVID-19 response and recovery program designed by FAO pursued the global agri-food system to be more resilient to shocks during and after pandemic. Azerbaijan government is in its turn took necessary measures to avoid the risk and have minimum impacts in agriculture and farmers' welfare during the pandemic period. These measures led the country to 2% increased agricultural production in 2020. Today, our main goal is the reconstruction and development of liberated territories of Azerbaijan, Karabakh. These territories own full agricultural potential and announced as green energy zones. The rural development of these territories will also be based on smart villages concepts, and this concept will transfer will help to transfer these territories to green energy zones. This intention also matches with FAO future plan on smart village approach by digitalizing 1,000 villages where we can shake a hand for a close cooperation with FAO. Proximity to farmers, use of innovations, and good governance are the main principles of our agri-development policy. The main goal is also to create a sustainable agri-food system that balances environmental protection, food security, resilient livelihood, and healthy nutrition. Moreover, the transformation done in national public services to farmers following the principle leaving no one behind. The innovation, in particular in agriculture, is a central driving force for achieving a world free from hunger and malnutrition. We are in the process of transforming the country's agriculture to modern and digital agriculture. This transformation is based on the transfer of modern technologies, application of innovations, and data research development. The recently launched e-agriculture system allows Azerbaijan farmers to have an easy access to all services with mobility at any time and anywhere. The climate change is one of the main drivers affecting the agri-food system. Along with other efforts by ensuring the use of innovations, research and development, and reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, we can successfully respond to climate threats. I would like to stress, to underline that Azerbaijan had a successful path in reducing the greenhouse gas emissions under the Paris Agreement and will continue for better contribution. Dear colleagues, once we are talking about to achieve sustainable agri-food system via transformation, the fundamental transformation is also should also be witnessed in global partnership as well. We should already to come up for a strategy from strategy to action. The partnership in frame of the global policies and strategies also must strive to achieve for betters, which anchored to support 2030 SDG agenda. Hand-in-hand initiative from farm to fork strategy, one health initiative and other related strategic narratives are the modern guides for responding the critical drives affecting to agri-food systems. Azerbaijan joins these initiatives with great enthusiasm and ready to effectively collaborate at these multilateral platforms. Furthermore, as a member state, Azerbaijan is actively taking part in the UN Food Systems Summit work. The extended national dialogues organized at the member states level will certainly contribute to the global measures to achieve sustainable food system. At the end, by highly appreciating the great efforts of FAO Director General to the global digitalization activities in agriculture, I feel confident that the work of the conference will have substantial impact to global agricultural transformation. I wish success to the work of the conference and look forward to prospering cooperation. Thank you for your attention.